Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about that wonderfully hideous first Monday in September, Labor Day. Yeah, sure, it's a big time holiday, but a bittersweet one, because it's the last warm, wet splash of summer. You won't see many ice bucket challenges come December. Labor Day is the end of swimming pools and lemonade and fireworks, and the beginning of the World Series, Halloween, and pumpkin lattes. The solstice is dead. Long live the equinox. But what gets lost in the unfocused dread over losing the light is the original meaning as a testament to the American worker. Labor Day. A day we set aside to celebrate the sweat and toil of the ordinary American who puts in 40 hours a week trying to pay off a mortgage while feeding 2.3 kids with maybe enough left over for a trip to a theme park without having to auction the car off in the parking lot. It seems so counterintuitive. A day off to honor work, like eating fried chicken to celebrate vegetables, parading nude down the runway of a fashion show, pushing cars. And Labor Day isn't restricted to organized labor. It's for all of us who work for a living. Doesn't matter if you're sweating over liquid steel poured sand molds or sweeping factory floors or bouncing from the cash register to a coffee urn, this holiday is about you. And it's up to each and every one of us to make sure our American dream stays alive. We have to pay attention. Stop handing out tax breaks to companies that move operations overseas. We can't afford to pay folks for exporting our jobs. It's like a coop full of hens awarding grants to the foxes to modernize their midnight raids. Or wrestling an alligator and giving him a two-tooth advantage. Because we need all the teeth we can get. Happy Labor Day, everybody. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.